Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 13th of March and as ever, here we go with three ideas to help improve your business in around 3 minutes. Do you spend a lot of time in meetings? The research suggests that typically we are spending almost 3 days on average a year in unproductive meetings. That's a new survey that's come out. It says 42% of people believe they're attending too many meetings. 47% said that the number of meetings they're being asked to attend has increased in the last 3 years. And only half people actually believe their meetings are spent productively. This 5% of the meetings never overrun. And when you actually start looking, 10% claim they are frequently brought into meetings that they're not required for, and 49% admit that sometimes this happens to them on a regular basis. So one of the things for me, start looking at this whole idea of meetings, is clearly we're not saying don't have one, but have a think of this. We talk about the pitter-patter of meetings. Avoid the pitter. The pointless, there's no real purpose. People are ill-prepared. They're time-consuming. They're territorial. It's egos, it's all about me, and people are refusing to do anything or actually getting involved in these things. Consider the patter. Purpose includes sure meeting has clear objectives, everybody understands what's expected of them. Attendees, get the right people there and leave the wrong ones out. Topics, establish some sort of agenda so the key issues get dealt with. Timings, define topics for each topic and stick to them. Expectations, ensure people know what's expected of them. And results, check the meeting actually delivered what it set out to do. We've got a little toolkit you can download that you make sure that you maximise the time you have in your meetings. It's called the Pitter Patter of Meetings. Download it now. Idea two is to do this. Netflix is a very successful business, and one of the things that they're renowned for is the culture that they've actually created. There's a fantastic slideshare presentation outlining their approach to doing it, which they themselves have done. And they talk about establishing 9 key behaviours. They are judgment, communication, impact, curiosity, innovation, courage, passion, honesty and selflessness. And they look for and promote these in everybody in their business. And this presentation actually shows some great examples of how they actually turn these things into real works that actually make them move things forward. And they strive to get the best out of their people. One of the tests that they use, and this is something you could consider, ask yourself this question. Which of my team, if they told me were leaving for a similar job, would I fight hard to keep? And those that you haven't named, maybe you need to work out what do you need to do to make them that way, or maybe find a replacement. And also, it's about looking upwards. If you said to your manager, if I told you I was leaving, how hard would you work to change my mind? That in itself says quite a lot about maybe how they think about you. And if you are a leader and somebody asked that question, how would you respond? Great example of looking at how this stuff works in their business by creating a real Uber culture. Have a look at the slides and spend a few minutes thinking about how it reflects on your culture. And idea three is to do this. A new report suggests that boards actually neglect their customers. 1 in 5 directors believe that their company's board has little idea of what their customers think or want. And obviously this is aimed at large organisations, but I think it maybe works for all. We're incredibly busy doing the day-to-day. So one of the things I would get you to do this week and do this is ring up one customer, or maybe even one more, and actually just ask, how are things? What is it you want? How are we doing against that? Have a great week now. Bye.